again in our podcast. We read your reviews, a lot of you tuned in and had a lot of opinions and things for us to correct and work on from our last episode on our podcast. So we've taken all those into notes, and we're going to make sure and try as much as possible to work on them. So, well, today we're going to be talking about various topics. But first of all, I just want to talk about this week we just had. Oh my god, I had a very stressful week. I'm emotionally and psychologically a very, very, very extremely strained week. I am so freaking tired, like, even as at now. Anyways, Tracy, how was your weekend? How was your week?
Well, it was just doing this weekend. So many impromptu quizzes as, like, we're still students and all. So I was just there and then had some businesses to attend to.
Yeah.
Being a makeup artist and stuff.
And the skin expert.
So we had things to attend to. So yes, we have a guest speaker with us today. Introduce yourself.
Hello. I'm Chimmy. Nice to meet you people.
So Chimmy, how was your week?
I'm really tired. It's really tiring, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're already tired.
Yes.
Why are you tired?
Because the week was tired.
The week was tired.
I thought you said your week was wow earlier.
Wow. That's a stress week, Jerry. That's all.
Yeah. I'm just glad to be done with this week. Anyways, okay, so our topics for today. What's the first topic in the first?
Boyfriends, not hustle.
Yeah, boyfriends, not hustle.
So, Adora, can you explain what that topic means?
That topic is quite self-explanatory. Like, is your boyfriend not your hustle? It's not a job. If your boyfriend decides to do stuff for you or buy stuff for you or, you know, put you in a good economic position, that doesn't make him a business. That shouldn't make him a source of income for you. And in most cases, we see girls like pressuring your boyfriends. Oh, I saw my friend's boyfriend do this for her. This is and that. And then you compare your relationship. I'm like, if your boyfriend is a student and not an entrepreneur and is still spending mommy and daddy's money, I am sorry to tell you, you're asking for too much. You want him to steal?
If you want to go and look for sugar daddy, you know, please, I'm not advising anybody to look for sugar daddy.
I'm like, no, like, because sometimes we can come up as very, like, not even a tad bit, like, extremely inconsiderate because we...
Talking about girls.
Make demands, like, unnecessary demands, like, things that you cannot even get them to do. Where do you expect them to find that kind of money from? Even the very little they do for you, you end up not appreciating it because you're looking at someone else's relationship. I'm like, my love, mind your own relationship.
So Chimmy, can you explain or tell us your own view from this topic?
See, she has already said everything, but some guys too. I don't want to confuse them, yeah. But some guys,
they pose to be what they are not.
Yes, exactly.
True.
Like, they show off. So obviously, some guys like show off with their money, like to impress some girls. So when the girls are like they are impressed by what they are doing, you won't blame them when they start asking for more than.
And some they don't even have. Exactly. They're just borrowing money. And then
so I won't also blame the girls. I'm not saying that girls are right, Sha, but I won't blame them too. Because some guys, they show off when they don't have anything.
Exactly.
Just to make.
And again, if you don't have enough money, to fend for you
exactly.
and another person. Stay alone. You will not die.
No, you don't have to stay alone.
You don't
alone.
Have to stay alone. Being you don't need to date your way.
Exactly. Find the
date
right
someone
person.
That you know that will be
don't
fine with
exactly.
the amount
find
of money that you
when,
have at
when,
this point
when
in
you
time,
don't have
you
money,
understand.
Person will still be there like to support you and stuff.
So now we're talking about those boyfriend and girlfriend or people
no.
that I want to marry.
In general.
Even if you want to marry.
Obviously.
And like, if the woman that you love is a very...
materialistic.
Yes. Being materialistic is not bad and materialistic.
You're meant to choose the right person from scratch.
You need to know,
so.
Like, is this person the kind of person that I'm going to tolerate? Like, okay, can I actually afford to be with this kind of person? Because most times, okay, for some women, they don't need their men to, like, buy them stuff or all these things. They don't make demands for it. But if you do it, fine. If you don't, okay. But at the same time, you cannot say that you're dating, like, maybe someone that is very, like, a socialite or someone that is a public figure or something. And then you say that you're too materialistic. You need
no,
to become...
You know something, though? There are some women and girls that pretend to not be materialistic.
Then when they not enter the relationship.
Then when they not enter the relationship, and maybe the guy, they keep pretending, and maybe the guy like eventually marries the person that we propose to the person, they had true color
come out.
So you won't blame them too. People can pretend in life.
True, true, true. I'm like, boy, yo, why do you have to pretend? You're all about to like live the rest of your life together, so yeah.
Well.
Anyway, but the key thing is your boyfriend. Keep your hustle out of your relationship.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's not your money making machine. The same way you're not a baby making
machine.
So,
or whatever.
You guys should make money
machine,
together. Don't drain the living daylight out of him, especially when you guys are still students. Well,
like
I still stand
like,
on if you can't fend for two people, stay by yourself. You will not die. Have friends and they will love you.
I've seen situations where boys go to the extent of borrowing just so that they can
exactly.
meet a girlfriend.
Exactly.
Like, but if you don't have, you don't have to go and borrow. And girls, you need to be considerate, like sometimes. And you don't always have to expect him to buy stuff for you. Why didn't you buy stuff for him?
So much peer pressure because you see your friend doing this thing, you want to now do it, then you now put the pressure on your boyfriend. Oh,
or somebody bought my friend's boyfriend bought
exactly,
this and my boyfriend
or let's
to buy something bigger than that, or buy
let's
the
go for a weekend to Echo Hotel and Suites.
Yes,
meanwhile,
yes,
you were
yes,
going
yes.
to Shagamo before, but because your friends are going to Echo, you want to pot, I want to kill the boy. Please, let's pity.
Just be yourself, that's the thing.
Exactly,
don't
overdo.
Exactly.
Because you know what your boyfriend can actually afford, so don't embarrass him. So.
Embarrass yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Because if you make yourself to be what you are not to other people, and you don't deliver, people will be asking you questions.
Exactly.
So, another topic. Niggas ain't shit. So niggers ain't shit. What do you mean niggers? Some people find this word very offensive, so I'm very sorry. But anyway, we've been both guys and girls. Like, niggers ain't shit, bitches ain't shit. So can you portray this topic? So anyway, this topic basically means that nobody's special. Nobody's, how will I put
perfect.
It? Exactly. Boys are scum. Girls are scum. It's not, don't put everything on the boy. Exactly. Don't put everything on the boy because sometimes, as a girl, you might even be responsible for the boy turning to what he is. All those boys that are players, and then when they tell their life history, they tell you of the girl they were dating before that broke their heart into pieces, and they
but still, the fact that someone broke your heart doesn't give you any reason for you to change your ways and become wayward or something.
Tomorrow, I don't even just understand. No, I'm just telling that. You. I know, like, I'm supporting the motion and how everything.
Yeah, so, but at the same time, we have these things happening.
Or something,
yeah,
exactly.
Like, you hear different stories and people say, oh, this person broke my heart. So now I'm like, no heart.
You're not the only one that has broken, Sha.
Exactly.
So
a lot of people.
So don't hurt other people all because you are hurt. Instead,
try and make a difference.
Exactly.
Try and make a difference now.
Like, you shouldn't like keep doing the same thing everybody does. Like, once your heart is broken, you start.
I feel the person broke your heart because you stopped. You were doing what person didn't like, or the person got tired of your.
Or it was the person's fault or something.
Exactly.
It could be any reason. But like,
but that doesn't mean
you
should change, and the next person should suffer.
Like, continue the same way every other guy is doing.
Exactly.
And,
don't
like,
say because someone
broke
your heart, you should go and shatter somebody else. Same thing goes for girls too.
Exactly.
Girls are even the worst in this kind of thing. They are.
How?
Seriously. Girls, they are the same way.
When a girl is cheating on you, oh my god, that thing can be hard to spot.
You,
like, I would have the same countenance when texting you, at the same time texting the side bubble, then texting the sugar daddy.
Exactly.
So, like, some people make the mistake of saying, oh, their hearts were broken, so they're trying to preserve themselves. But in the process of preserving themselves, they are hurting a whole lot of other people. Like, oh, they're having multiple boyfriends or having multiple girlfriends or things like that.
Some
so
guys
we just
even
need to be very careful because we need to take people's feelings into consideration.
Some guys
careful.
Even underestimate their girlfriends or whatever. They'll be cheating on them because the girl is a quiet person. They'll think, oh, even when she finds out, she's not going to do anything. All she's going to do is cry and kinika, she can't do without me. Bullshit, bullshit. Oh, lo. You're in soup. Because when the girl should start her own, I'm not even saying she has to cheat back or anything, but when she wants to deal with you, you're never going to understand what just happened. Like, so boys shouldn't underestimate girls. Girls shouldn't underestimate quiet boys also, because they can be the devil. No offense. So do you have anything to add to it, Chimmy?
Nope.
Nothing.
No.
So niggas ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit. Nobody
would
ain't shit.
Would you please
shit.
Refrain from like using those terms?
Exactly.
Sorry, I have something to say.
Everybody ain't shit.
You said. Let's say like the guy cheated on his girlfriend, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He said something like that. Then the girl is angry. Then
she
starts
does the
cheating.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
When your boyfriend or your significant other like cheats on you, are you guys meant to be cool about it?
You're not meant to.
No,
be
you're
cool
not meant
about
to cool about
it.
About
so
it
why would the guy be like, and she can't do anything?
Some
and
guys
being
feel
overconfident about himself.
Yes. Why do you think those some married men they bring their side chicks to the house because they know their wife will not do anything because she's
that
a quiet
means
person.
That relationship is not meant to exist.
That's
yeah,
because that means she doesn't even
those
exactly
relationships actually exist.
And they claim they love the
kind of
person.
Situations.
They claim they respect the person, but they're still bringing. It happens even in your school, you know. It happens
right around you, even with your friends.
So things that I never think or thought could happen this life, they are happening. So this life, we deal with it. So any advice for people
who are in a cheating relationship?
Not even that, people who think guys are the scum, that like who think girls can be scums, especially for girls, who put all the blames on the guys. Any advice for the girls?
And like, even if there's someone to blame, the both of you, especially if you're both doing the wrong thing, or you're doing the wrong thing just to get back at your partner or something, both of you have to blame. Yeah, both of you are scum.
Exactly.
For me, Sha, two wrongs can make it right.
Exactly. You cannot say that this person is doing the wrong thing, so I'm doing the wrong thing too, just to get back at the person. I'm like, y'all are just going to be looking at each other.
I even just remembered a scenario, not even a scenario, a true life something that even happened to someone. So apparently, this girl liked this guy for a long time. And then when she had the courage to tell him, the guy was like, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, just thank you.
Oh, wow.
Just thank you. And then the girl was like, okay, cool. And she moved on, started dating somebody else. And then in the middle of our relationship, this guy came and said to her that, oh, he has liked her ever since, that all the letters she wrote to him over the years, he still kept them, and this and that and that. And then years later, the guy finally had a girlfriend, and he started texting this girl and telling her of how he loves her, of how he can't wait for her to come back so they will hang out and things like that. And the girl keeps telling him, like, you have a girlfriend, why are you doing this? You should see this message. Do you think she'll be happy with you? And like, no, she can't see the message, this and that and that. And after professing his love on Valentine's Day, this boy posted how many pictures of his girlfriend and poured out how he loves her, how she's the reason of his existence and everything. And I'm like, but you were prophesying to the other girl how you love her, now you can't wait for her to come back so you guys will hang out and chill, and how you guys will probably make a good couple in future. In fact, and then the girl sent a message to him, guys has come. So does that justify what he did? Does it justify her sending that kind of message?
Well, he is scum, because if she had fallen in love with the sweet words or the things he was saying, now she is in love with her and things, she now momishly jumped out of a relationship and was falling in love with Aliko.
What's your brother Aliko?
Then all of a sudden, Valentine's Day comes.
The
picture they are posting.
Hi.
The best picture.
What
do you think?
Wow. Just wow.
His guy is calm. Chimmy, you are thinking.
She has to think like,
okay.
Now.
See, me, I'm not sure.
Because
as the girl was not giving him attitude.
She wasn't giving him attitude. She liked him initially, but he told her thank you when she told him. She summoned courage and told him, I like you, I have feelings for you, and told her thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl moved on, like, she found another guy and they started dating, and you just came from nowhere and said to her, oh, you liked her, that you didn't know what got into you, that you liked her at that point, but you didn't know why you couldn't tell her. And at that point, you too, you had your own, the guy had his own girlfriend, and he was saying how looking. So is that's not acceptable now? Is it acceptable?
No.
To you, is it acceptable? Can you do that kind of thing?
Me? How can I? I'm not like that.
No. Okay.
No.
Anyway.
Wrong, Sha. Very wrong.
The bottom line is,
Where else come?
Except
if
me.
Equally.
But let's
be
saying that.
Except
exactly.
Me,
let's try.
I'm not a scum.
Let's try to stop being scums and put people's feelings into consideration.
I do that very well. Yes. I'm not like all these people around me.
What do you mean?
I'm very unique and different.
This Jimmy, she needs flogging. Anyway, happily never after. Happily never after. Jimmy, please enlighten us. What does this topic mean? What does this topic mean? If you don't know, tell us, we'll tell you. Anyway, this topic is all about all these boys and girls looking for their husbands and wife in secondary school and university. You think, oh, the boy you're dating now.
Secondary school.
Yes, now. In secondary school.
So you look
now.
For wife secondary school. I'll be
husband. Not, I'll marry you, we'll never depart.
Wow.
Those kind of things.
People that say, oh, right now I'm looking, my next girlfriend
is going to be my wife. My next boyfriend
and
is going to be my husband.
And they're not just saying it as bad, they're saying it as 1 minute.
So basically, you're trying to find out how you know the next person is going to like be your forever, Abby?
Something like that.
Okay.
So
well, I don't know.
You can't know who is going to be forever.
Until you're there with that person.
Exactly.
And you feel like, oh, this person.
You cannot just meet someone.
Me worthy of
you can't just meet someone like the next person and expect that person to be like the right person. You don't know the future and stuff.
I even have a question.
Mm-hmm.
is bucket list or is a bucket list necessary in a relationship? Like before you get to a relationship. Did I just say bucket list?
Yeah, I was trying to match what a bucket list.
It's a mistake. It was a mistake. List like
you should have a bucket list of things during like the
before you get married,
during the time of your relationship.
I'm actually talking about
like what you do with your partner.
What you want in your partner. Like all these people that say they want their boyfriend must be tall, their girlfriend must be dark. All those things, is it necessary before you get to the relationship?
It is and it's not. Sure.
Why is it?
You're looking for your ideal man or the Abby woman, see? So you have to like know what you want.
You have to know what you want.
Exactly. Can I just like go into any type of person? Exactly.
What if the person doesn't meet everything?
You obviously can't meet everything. Nobody is perfect. You can't find everything you want in just one person.
But major ones.
But you can you guys can groom yourselves to be what you want each other to be. That's what I believe, yeah. But you cannot just go and pick any random person. If you want someone who's quiet, then you have to go to someone like that. You cannot just go and meet any other girl. Yeah.
But at the same time, you people need to work together. Like, okay, if you're dating somebody, you guys need to work together to, like, oh, Tracy, we're dating now, and while we're in a relationship with each other, we have to teach each other that, oh, how do we want to be loved individually?
Communication.
You people need to know how feel. Why are you smiling?
It's true now.
No, Tracy was smiling.
Basically,
like
for me, for
a
relationship to like work very well, it has to be very, very good communication and honesty between both of you. Sure.
So, I saw one video today and it was talking about all these people that used to think sex is validation.
Sex is kind
for
of
love.
Like validation.
For love.
Yes.
How?
For example, the guy gave an example. It was like, all this, okay, if a guy has practiced all the moves, all the steps, all the everything, and he has gained PhD level, he has gotten to the PhD level, and at the end of the day, Mary is a novice, somebody that is still in OND, now is still planning to further
and
education.
She
still planning to further education.
Wait, sorry. Before he got married to her, obviously he knew she had
He knew that she was still in OND, that she had not gone for masters in the sex part. So the question is sex a validation for love? Because he was saying that in that kind of a relationship now, the guy can get tired of teaching the girl. You'll be like, do like this.
Yeah.
Don't spin.
That's not true.
then it can get
frustrated and go and cheat because the wife doesn't know the moves.
They're like,
if he's the first person to teach her all these things, don't you figure that he's going to teach her what he likes?
Exactly.
And if it's a better man, they would all learn, they'll both like, he'll learn how to please her and she learns how to please
him. What if it's the other way around?
In his own page,
like girl being
sort of is the girl that is a PhD holder and
it's
man
very
is
easy from what I've read
and the man now
asks
her that how do you know this time?
See
and
what
so, didn't
like,
you know before?
He doesn't know now.
And
if
he learned now.
Like
see, from what I've read and from what I've heard
if you're
it's easier for the guy to like because basically they don't really do much things, yeah. And he's a fact now.
No much.
They don't do much. Things,
they don't do much spinning. They just know.
Is the woman that the real work?
They all think like that.
Is that what you think, Chimmy?
That's what I.
That guys, they are lazy. They are lazy.
I didn't say that. So I didn't say anybody's lazy.
But
on a serious note,
do you think sex is validation for love?
And see, for some people, that's what they believe. Some people don't think.
Do
that
you,
way.
Chimmy,
me.
Think?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
The fact that you love someone, like you don't have to prove your love with sex. Yeah, that. Why we? If you love someone, you're willing to do so many other things. You mustn't have sex just to say that you love the person. You can, yes, person may have sex with you, sure, but like
that shouldn't be
your major reason for your love for that person. Do you get? There are so many ways to show love to someone, but not be sex.
Do you have anything to
that's
say?
That's my belief.
So,
but people have their different opinions.
Why do people, or why do guys have this mentality that when a guy and a girl have sex, the girl is the one that gets attached to him? Like, it is so annoying.
Because
them having that mentality. I don't think it's true.
No, actually, if a girl is willing, like if she really likes someone and she's willing to like give herself up to that guy, she's always the one that gets.
Have to really like him.
Yeah.
I just want to have sex.
But you
why do they feel that the girl will be emotionally attached?
Because you give yourself to someone, especially if you're your first or something like that.
I still don't believe.
Basically, it's psychology. I think it's logic. Like, that's how it is.
That's how people expect it to be. But
yes.
At this point.
But it's not
our
everyone.
Our generation
yeah.
is
exactly.
different.
Exactly.
Yeah,
why
would you
So apparently we're rounding up, we're coming to an end of this segment, and hope you enjoyed it, hope you learned something from it.
I actually really want to know what people feel about sex being validation.
Exactly. So
please, like, drop your comments.
You can send it as messages if you have our numbers.
You can send personal messages.
Exactly.
Or you,
can send questions that we can talk about in the next segment.
Topics.
Yes.
In
topics, questions, suggestions, and things like that. So.
And please don't be afraid to pull out your ads. And you can suggest things for us to improve, and we'll try as much as possible to improve on it if we can.
We're making do what we have, boo. So it was nice talking to you all today. It was nice having you here, Chimmy.
Thank you very much. I knew I
hope to see you soon and can't wait for the next segment we're going to have. Hope you enjoyed this segment anyways.
Well, I hope you did, because
I enjoyed it actually.
Well,
and I think we gave out more information, we portrayed more than the last time. So don't forget, comment, like, if you have suggestions, questions, contributions, anything, send it as personal messages to us on our WhatsApp.
Or if you have any
you can comment on
problem,
yes, you can comment.
You can with the voice record stuff.
Oh, yes, you can
depending
comment.
On where you watch the podcast from, because you're going to be publishing it, so you can watch it on every podcast channel that you have, every podcast application that you have. So thank you very much for tuning in. You can listen to some music, you know, fine.